ऐसी भक्ति वीरांत स्वामी प्रभुपाद
कृष्ण कृपा मूर्ति ऐसी भक्ति वीरांत स्वामी प्रभुपाद.
In the Western world, there was well over 100 translations of Bhagavad Gita in the English language alone. And for centuries, people all over the world had been reading Bhagavad Gita. Yet, of all those people, not a single person outside of India ever became a devotee of Krishna. It's hardly to be seen that a single person by reading Gita ever changed the quality of their life.
असं त्याला कुठेही दिसत नाही की एका माणसाने गीता वाचून त्याच्या जीवनामध्ये आमूलाग्र बदल घडलेला आहे.
कृष्ण एक्सप्लेन्स इन गीता मन मना भव मद भक्तो मज्याजी नम नमस्कुरु मम एवैशसि सत्यं ते प्रतिजनि प्रियोऽसि मे. ऑलवेज थिंक ऑफ मी. मी मीन्स कृष्ण.
भगवान श्री कृष्ण सांगतात मन मना भव मद भक्तो.
Become my devotee.
तू माझा भक्त हो.
Worship me.
माझी पूजा कर.
Offer your homage to me.
मला नमस्कार कर.
In this way you will come to me without fail.
अशा प्रकारे तू निश्चित संशय माझ्याकडे येशील.
When Krishna says me, he means Krishna.
ज्यावेळी भगवान श्री कृष्ण मी म्हणतात याचा अर्थ मी म्हणजे भगवान श्री कृष्ण.
When Shyamananda Prabhu says me, he means Shyamananda Prabhu. If the Prime Minister says me, he means the Prime Minister. When Krishna says me, he means Krishna. Matchita matkata prana bodhiyanta parasparam katiyantashtamam nityam tushyanti charamanti cha. That my devotees are always discussing my glories. Mata parataram nanyat kinchirasti dananjaya mai saravamidam stotram sutre manikana iva. Krishna says that there is no truth superior to him. अहम सर्वस्य प्रभवो मत सर्वं प्रवर्तिते इति मत्वा भजन्ते मां बूढ़ा भाव समन्विता. Krishna says that I am the source of all spiritual and all material worlds, and one who knows this properly worships me with all their hearts.
भगवान श्री कृष्ण म्हणतात सर्व आध्यात्मिक आणि भौतिक सृष्टीचा निर्माता मीच आहे. सर्व माझ्याकडे येत आहे. हे जे जाणतो तो निश्चित माझी भक्ती करतो.
सर्वधर्मान् परित्याज्य माम एकं शरणं व्रज अहम त्वं सर्वपापेभ्यो मोक्षयिष्यामि मा सुच. Krishna says we should abandon all varieties of religion and just surrender to me, to Krishna.
भगवान श्री कृष्ण म्हणतात तुम्ही इतर सर्व धर्मांचा त्याग करा, केवळ मला एकट्याला शरण द्या. आणि मला म्हणजे भगवान श्री कृष्ण.
एवया मया योग प्रोक्त पुरातना भक्तो सीमे सका चेति रहस्यम चेतूतमाम. He tells Arjuna, you can understand the mysteries and the secrets of Bhagavad Gita because you are my devotee.
भगवान श्री कृष्ण म्हणतात अर्जुनाला की गीतेची रहस्य आणि गुपित केवळ तूच जाणू शकतोस कारण तू माझा भक्त आहेस.
भक्त्या माम अभिजानाति यवन्यश्च स्मितात्वता. You can only understand the secrets of Gita by becoming my devotee.
तुम्हाला गीतेचे रहस्य केवळ भगवान श्री कृष्णाचे भक्त होऊनच समजू शकेल.
Throughout the Gita, Krishna declares himself to be the supreme personality of Godhead.
आणि संपूर्ण गीतेमध्ये भगवंताने वारंवार सांगितलेलं आहे की तेच स्वतः परमेश्वर परम भगवान आहे.
ब्रह्मनो हि प्रतिष्ठाहम, he says, I am even the source of the impersonal Brahman.
जे निर्विशेष ब्रह्म आहे ते सुद्धा माझ्यावरच अवलंबून आहे.
महात्मनास्तु माम भारता दायवीं प्रकृति माश्रिता भजंत्या नान्यमनसो ज्ञात्वा भूतादिमाभ्ययम्। What is the definition of a Mahatma? One who is always engaged in the service of Krishna.
Mahatma manje kon? Mahatma chi vyakha kay? Mahatma manje to manus jo satat Bhagwan Sri Krishna ki seva karta hai.
How is it that throughout Gita Krishna is explaining how we must think of him and become his devotee, surrender to the path of bhakti? Bahunam janmanamante ma jan bahunam Vasudeva Sarvamiti Samahatma Sudurlabha. After many, many, many births and deaths of following so many principles of yoga and religion, when one comes to the platform of real knowledge, he surrenders to Vasudeva. Vasudeva means Krishna, the son of Vasudeva. Such a great soul is very rare.
अनेक जन्म जन्मांतरांचं ज्ञान प्रतिभा ज्ञानाचा मार्ग चालल्यानंतर तुम्हाला शेवटी कळून येतं की सर्व काही वासुदेवापासूनच भेटतंय आणि म्हणून तुम्ही वासुदेवाची भक्ती करता।
But yet despite hundreds of translations of Bhagavad Gita into English language and other foreign languages, read for centuries, not a single person ever became a devotee of Krishna or applied the Gita to their life.
आणि तरी सुद्धा गीतेची शेकडो भाष्ये शेकडो आवृत्त्या निघाल्या इंग्लिशमध्ये इतर भाषांमध्ये सुद्धा एकाही माणसाला गीता पण समजली नाही तो कृष्ण भक्त झाला नाही की त्याला गीतेची वचनं गीतेचा संदेश आपल्या जीवनामध्ये उतरवायचा वाटला नाही।
When Srila Prabhupada wrote his translation and commentary of Bhagavad Gita as it is, millions of people all over the world gave up all sinful activities, meat eating, illicit sex, intoxication, gambling, which are the mainstream basic principles of life in the Western world.
परंतु स्वामी प्रभुपाद यांची भगवत गीता जशी आहे तशी ही ज्यावेळी लोकांनी वाचली त्यावेळी लाखो लोकांनी सर्व पापाचरण सोडलं। नशा, मद्यपान, व्यभिचार, मांसाहार हे जे सर्व पापाचे मुख्य चार आधारस्तंभ आहेत या चार आधारस्तंभावरती संपूर्ण पाश्चात्य संस्कृती आधारलेली आहे। तरी सुद्धा त्या लोकांनी हे सर्व सोडलं आणि ते कृष्ण भक्त बनले।
They accepted with complete faith Krishna as the supreme god of all religions and surrendered to his loving service.
त्यांनी पूर्ण दृढ श्रद्धेने हे स्वीकारलं की श्री कृष्ण सर्व धर्मियांचे एकमात्र भगवान आहे आणि त्यांना ते शरण दिले।
Yet Srila Prabhupada never took any credit.
तरी पण प्रभुपाद महाराजांनी त्याचं श्रेय कधीही स्वतःकडे घेतलं नाही।
He never declared to be God.
त्यांनी कधी असं म्हटलं नाही की मी स्वतः भगवंत आहे।
He never declared to be something great.
त्यांनी स्वतःला कधीही महान म्हटलं नाही।
He only told us एवं परंपरा प्राप्ताम इदं रजाशयावत। That he was the humble messenger presenting and delivering the ancient message of the disciplic succession of Krishna consciousness.
ते म्हणाले की ही जी कृष्ण भक्ती आहे याची जी परंपरा आहे या परंपरेचा मी एक निव्वळ संदेश वाहक आहे।
Most commentators of Gita explained their own message.
गीतेवरती भाष्य लिहिणारे बहुतेक करून लोक हे गीतेवरती स्वतःचं असं निर्मित स्वनिर्मित भाष्य लिहित असतात।
Knowing it would be popular if they used Krishna's name.
त्यांना माहिती आहे की आपण जर का कृष्णाच्या नावाखाली काय लिहिलं ते निश्चित लोकप्रिय होईल।
But Srila Prabhupada simply kept himself in the background and delivered Krishna's message.
परंतु श्रीला प्रभुपादाने नेहमी स्वतःला अगदी मागे ठेवलं आणि भगवंताने त्याच्या संदेशाला मात्र नेहमी पुढे ठेवलं।
सततम कीर्तयंतो माम, कृष्ण सेज इन गीता, चॅट माय नेम, सो एव्हरी वन चॅट द नेम ऑफ कृष्ण।
भगवान श्री गीतेमध्ये म्हणतात सततम कीर्तयंतो माम, सतत माझ्या नामाचं कीर्तन करा, आणि म्हणून प्रभुपाद म्हणतात सतत तुम्ही कृष्णाच्या नावाचं कीर्तन करा।
And now in the main streets of practically every city in the world, we see enthusiastic devotees chanting the holy names of Krishna.
आणि म्हणून आज जगातील बहुतेक सर्व मुख्य शहरांच्या रस्त्यावरती तुम्हाला दिसेल की हरे कृष्ण संस्थेचे भक्त हरिनाम कीर्तन करत असतील।
This was the miracle of Srila Prabhupada.
आज स्वामी प्रभुपादांचा चमत्कार आहे।
He actually transplanted the very essence and pure form of Indians' heritage and spiritual culture throughout the world. But also, he saw with tears of love in his eyes how India was desperately forgetful of its own spiritual wealth.
परंतु त्याने ज्यावेळी त्यांनी पाहिलं की भारत भारत मात्र आपली मूळ संस्कृती विसरून काहीतरी दुसरंच करू पाहतोय हे पाहून मात्र त्याच्या डोळ्यामध्ये अश्रू आले.
India has always been the wealthiest country on the planet spiritually.
भारत ह्या जगातील आध्यात्मिक दृष्ट्या सर्वात सधन देश आहे.
And when this great land of India was upholding its traditional spiritual principles, it was also the wealthiest country in the world materially.
आणि जोपर्यंत आपला भारत देश या आध्यात्मिक तत्वांवरती खंबीरपणे निर्भीडपणे उभा राहिला होता तोपर्यंत भौतिक दृष्ट्या देखील आपण सर्वात समृद्ध संपन्न देश होतो.
Today, America is the wealthiest country materially.
आणि आज भौतिकदृष्ट्या अमेरिका सर्वात धनाढ्य देश समजला जातो.
But do you know how America was found?
पण तुम्हाला माहितीये अमेरिकेचा शोध कसा काय लागला गेला ते?
There was a boatman from Genoa, Italy. His name was Christopher Columbus.
जेनोआ या इटली शहरामध्ये एक माणूस व्हायचा त्याचं नाव होतं क्रिस्टोफर कोलंबस.
He was a merchant.
तो एक व्यापारी होता.
His trade was to go to foreign lands and get very valuable goods from other countries and market it and sell it.
तो दूर दूर देशात जाऊन अतिशय मौल्यवान वस्तू विकत घ्यायचा आणि त्याच्या देशामध्ये विकायचा.
Of course, we know in the Vedic scriptures, which were written over 5,000 years ago and which were orally transmitted since the beginning of time, it is explained that this world is round. It is a ball.
आणि वैदिक शास्त्रामध्ये जी जवळजवळ 5,000 वर्षापूर्वी लिहिली गेली आणि त्याच्याही खूप आधी वेद सांगितले गेले त्या वेळामध्ये लिहिलेलं आहे की भूगोल ही जी पृथ्वी आहे ती गोल आहे.
But just 500 years ago, the greatest scientists of the West were claiming that the world was flat.
आणि तरी सुद्धा केवळ 500 वर्षापूर्वी पाश्चात्य देशातील सर्वात मोठे प्रकांड पंडित शास्त्रज्ञ म्हणायचे की पृथ्वी सपाट आहे.
And if you go too far west, you fall off the earth.
आणि जर तुम्ही पश्चिमेला अगदी टोकाला गेला तर कड्यावर खाली लेखून जाल तुम्ही.
And you just fall forever in outer space.
आणि तुम्ही जगता अंतराळात कोसळून पडाल.
But one scientist from Italy named Galileo, he concluded that the world must be round.
आणि इटालीतील एक शास्त्रज्ञ गॅलिलिओ त्याने मात्र निष्कर्ष असा काढला की ही पृथ्वी बहुतेक गोल आहे.
If they would have just read Srimad Bhagavatam, they wouldn't have to speculate like this.
त्यांनी जर का श्रीमद भागवत पुराण वाचलं असतं तर एवढे मानसिक तर्कग्रह त्यांना गरज पडली असती.
But they had no access to the higher science of Veda.
परंतु वेद वगैरे यांच्यापर्यंतचे हात पोहोचतच नव्हते.
So Christopher Columbus, he was a devotee of Galileo.
आणि हा कोलंबस हा या गॅलिलिओचा भक्त होता.
And he was thinking that the wealthiest country in the whole world is India.
आणि त्याने विचार केला की आजच्या घडीला जगातील सर्वात संपन्न देश आहे भारत.
Whoever has the shortest route to India will make the most money.
जो भारतामध्ये जास्तीत जास्त लवकर जाऊ शकेल तोच सर्वात जास्त श्रीमंत होऊ शकेल.
The wealth, the jewels, the spices of India, it was the 500 years ago India was the wealthiest country on the planet Earth. And everyone in Europe wanted to get to India to get its wealth.
भारतातील रत्न सोनं चांदी मसाले या सर्व वस्तू भारताला केवळ 500 वर्षापूर्वी सर्वात श्रीमंत बनवलेलं आणि प्रत्येक युरोपियन माणसाला वाटायचं की आपण भारतात जाऊन तिकडचं आपण धन संपादन करू शकू.
So he decided, rather than going around Africa and all like that, I'll just sail west and go around the world and end up in India and have a shortcut and get so many nice jewels and spices and silks and bring it back and make our countries wealthy too. But on his way, he accidentally bumped into an unexpected place. He thought he landed in India. And he was met by some very unknown people. And he called them Indians. But actually, it wasn't India. It was a new place that nobody from the Western world had ever seen before. So he went back to Spain and Italy and told them that I found a new world. And then another Italian explorer who was also a merchant, he went. His name was Amerigo Vespucci. And he realized this is not India. And since my name is Amerigo, this place should be called America. So the wealthiest country in the world, America, was discovered accidentally while looking for the wealth of India. But India was exploited by so many foreign invaders. And the people of India so much lost faith in their own scripture and their own spiritual heritage. And so many so-called spiritualists just gave their own speculative ideas. The great acharyas and disciplic succession were no longer being heard. Self-made gods were proclaiming themselves to be worshipable. The deepest, most philosophical and scientific system of knowledge in the whole world as presented in the Vedas became reduced to speculation, sentimentalism, and superstition. And the people of India started thinking, because it was so much exploited, became so much materialistic, poverty came. And the Mughals and the British convinced them that if it's not made in London, it's third class. And now we look in the hoardings. Anything that's famous in America, everyone in India wants to get. You go to Bombay, that's all you see. American ice cream.
American ice cream.
Levi's, American pants.
Levi's, American jeans.
Kellogg's, American food.
Kellogg's, American khadya.
American cigarettes.
American cigarettes.
American motor oil.
American motor oil.
And people think because it's made in America, it must be better than anything in India. In this way, where is the culture of Bhagavad Gita?
आणि अशा प्रकारे कुठे दिसते आपल्याला गीतेमध्ये भगवद्गीतेची संस्कृती.
So Srila Prabhupada was thinking that if people from America and Europe come to India chanting Hare Krishna mantra, then the people of India will think it must be good because it's coming from America and Europe. Srila Prabhupada, his heart was weeping for this condition of India. So close to Krishna but forgetful. Srila Prabhupada was sent by Krishna to this world to present as the Lord's humble servant the original teachings of Bhagavad Gita, which could transform our hearts, our lives, our families, our nation, and the whole world.
Bhagavad Gita mool sandesh ha ikadcha lokanparyant pochuna kartat swami Prabhupada ji na bhagwan Sri Krishna ne swatah pathavle hote jene karun apan apla parivar apla samaj apla rashtra apla sampurna jag tyamadhe adhyatmik parivartan hoi shakel.
When Srila Prabhupada left India in 1965 to sail to the west, he had no money.
Prabhupada ज्यावेळी 1965 साली त्यांनी भारत सोडलं त्यांच्याकडे जवळजवळ काहीच पैसा नव्हता.
35 रुपीज
35 रुपये होते.
He didn't know anybody who could help him in the West.
अमेरिकेत त्यांना कोणी मदत करेल असं त्यांना कोणीही माहित नव्हतं.
He had to humbly beg for a free ticket on a cargo ship.
एका मालवाहू जहाजावरती अमेरिकेत जाण्याकरता त्यांना अक्षर एका माणसाकडे भीक मागावी लागली.
It was over a 1 month journey over the water.
तो एक महिन्याचा प्रवास होता.
He was 70 years old.
त्याचं वय 70 वर्षाचं होतं.
He was all alone.
ते पूर्णपणे एकटे होते.
While sailing over the Red Sea, he had two heart attacks.
लाल समुद्रावरून जाताना त्यांना दोनदा हृदयविकाराचे झटके आले.
When he arrived in New York City, he didn't know what to do, where to go, who to be with.
न्यूयॉर्क शहरामध्ये पदार्पण करताच त्यांना कुठे जावं, काय करावं, कोणाशी बोलावं काहीच माहित नव्हतं.
He did not go to America for the purpose of becoming rich.
ते अमेरिकेमध्ये श्रीमंत होण्याकरता गेले नव्हते.
He came to America to give the riches of India's great spiritual culture.
ते भारतीय संस्कृतीची धनसंपदा अमेरिकन लोकांना वितरण करण्यासाठी गेले होते.
He was dressed like a simple sadhu.
ते एका साधूप्रमाणे अतिशय साधे वस्त्र नेसलेले होते.
Some other yogis who were living in America, who were quite successful as far as attracting some wealthy old ladies to do hatha yoga for good health. They said to him that, Swamiji, you're now in America. If you want to be successful, you have to wear pant and coat, and you have to eat with fork and spoon, and you have to speak like the Americans.
इतर काही योगी जे अमेरिकेत गेले होते आणि त्यांना थोडंफार यश पण मिळालं होतं काही वृद्ध म्हाताऱ्या बायकांना हटयोग शिकवण्यामध्ये, त्याने मात्र प्रभुपादाने म्हणाले, ते म्हणाले की तुम्हाला जर का अमेरिकेत यशस्वी व्हायचं असेल तर तुम्हाला शर्ट पॅन्ट नेसावी लागेल, चमचा काट्याने खावं लागेल आणि अमेरिकेत लोक जसे बोलतात त्या धाटणीचं बोलावं लागेल.
श्रील प्रभुपाद रिप्लाइड, आय हॅव नॉट कम टू अडॉप्ट अमेरिकन हॅबिट्स.
प्रभुपाद म्हणाले, मी काही इकडे अमेरिकन चालीरीती शिकण्याकरता आलेलो नाही.
आय हॅव कम टू गिव्ह दीज पीपल द इटर्नल कल्चर ऑफ भगवद गीता.
मी या लोकांना भगवद्गीतेचं शाश्वत त्याची भगवत शाश्वत संस्कृती प्रदान करण्याकरता आलेलो आहे.
He did not compromise or conform.
त्यांनी त्यात काहीही भेसळ किंवा कोणाशी जमवून घेतलं नाही.
He sat under a little tree in the most degraded part of the entire planet Earth.
ते या संपूर्ण विश्वातील अत्यंत भ्रष्ट अशा ठिकाणी न्यूयॉर्क शहरात एका बगीचामध्ये एका झाडाखाली उभे राहिले.
द वर्ल्ड कॅपिटल ऑफ सिनफुल ऍक्टिव्हिटी.
ते शहर म्हणजे जगातील पापाची राजधानी आहे.
मॅनहॅटन आयलंड ऑफ न्यूयॉर्क सिटी.
न्यूयॉर्क शहरातील मॅनहॅटन बे.
He sat under that tree and someone gave him a little broken drum.
आणि त्यांना एका माणसाने एक छोटीशी डुगडुगी दिली.
Anyone who wants to see that drum, it is in Prabhupada's palace at New Vrindavan, the original drum. It was not a mridanga, it was just a little drum that you go like this. And he would just sit on the grass and play that drum and chant the holy names of Krishna. Hare Krishna,
Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare.
And then he would speak the eternal treasure of the message of the Bhagavad Gita. How you are not this material body, but you are the eternal soul. The soul is part of Krishna. The soul is the eternal servant of Krishna. Everything is the property of Krishna. Everything is meant to be offered in love to Krishna. This is the formula for real peace and happiness. But when we forget this eternal truth and we think I am this body and try to enjoy the things of this world for our own selfish interests, we become entangled in the laws of karma. We become helplessly involved in the reactions and reactions of our previous activities. The three modes of material nature, sattva guna, raja guna, tamaguna, are constantly keeping us bound to the repetition of birth and death. This Maya, or illusory energy, is so strong.
Maya atishay prabal.
Daivi heshu guna mayi mama maya duratyaya mam evam ye prapadyante maya metha tarantite. Krishna declares in Gita, this material energy is insurmountable. But one who surrenders to me in devotion, I take him and rescue him from this material ocean of birth and death. And Srila Prabhupada explained how we can get the shelter of Krishna. By living according to his teachings and always remembering him through the chanting of the holy name. Krishna is non-different than his name. The name of Krishna is all pure. For that matter, there are many names of God, and all those names of God from all the great religions of the world can purify our hearts. Bhagavad Gita is not a sectarian book. If we understand Krishna in truth, we understand how universal it is. But in this age of Kali Yuga, of all mantras, one is especially recommended in this age of Kali. And that is the Mahamantra. Hare Krishna,
Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare.
And soon people started taking much interest in his teachings. And he taught them about the Yuga Avatar, Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. How Krishna, who spoke the Gita, incarnates in this age of Kali Yuga as Lord Chaitanya.
ज्याने गीता सांगितली तेच या कलियुगामध्ये चैतन्य महाप्रभू या रूपामध्ये अवतीर्ण होतात.
दिस इज प्रोफेसाइज्ड in Srimad Bhagavatam, in Mahabharat, and many other great Vedic literature. Lord Chaitanya, who is the Yuga Avatar, came to teach the Yuga Dharma of the chanting of the Maha Mantra. He appeared in Navadvip Dham in West Bengal. There he inaugurated the Harinam Sankirtan movement. And he exemplified how one can, in the Grihastha ashram, live perfectly according to the principles of Gita and purify one's life in Krishna consciousness. And later he accepted the order of sannyas. And he moved to Jagannath Puri. At one time in his life, he traveled throughout southern and western India, inducing everyone to achieve pure love of God through living by the Gita's teachings and chanting God's holy name. The story of his travels is recorded in the great and holy book, Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita. For your great pleasure, I would like to explain to you how it describes Lord Chaitanya came to this very holy place of Kolhapur.
तुमच्या संतुष्टीकरता मला सांगावं असं वाटेल की कशा प्रकारे महाप्रभू कोल्हापूर या ठिकाणी आले हे या ग्रंथात दिले ते मी तुम्हाला सांगू इच्छितो.
इट डिस्क्राइब्स हाउ लॉर्ड चैतन्य केम टू द महालक्ष्मी टेम्पल एंड इन ग्रेट लव एंड डिवोशन ही वर्शिप्ड महालक्ष्मी देवी.
त्यात दिलेलं आहे की कशा प्रकारे चैतन्य महाप्रभू महालक्ष्मी मंदिरात येऊन श्री महालक्ष्मी देवी समोर अतिशय भावपूर्ण त्यांनी नृत्य केलं.
There is a great history to this place. I'm sure you know better than me. But for my own purification, I will remember a few things. Puranas describe how after Bhrigu Muni touched the chest of Vishnu with his foot, Vishnu massaged his foot and in this way proved that he was the Supreme God. But Mahalakshmi of Vaikuntha, she did not like that Bhrigu Muni kicked her husband in chest with foot. As the eternal consort of the Lord and His pleasure potency, she decided to atone for this offense by performing tapasya. Now she could have come to any place in this entire universe to perform tapasya. Because she's the goddess of fortune. She's the proprietor of everything. But of all the places in the universe, and of all the places on earth, she came to Kolhapur to perform her tapasya. But she did it secretly. And Lord Narayan could not bear separation from Lakshmi. So he decided that I will go to earth and perform tapasya so that I can get Lakshmi's association again. So he went to the hills गाव तिरुमाला.
आणि म्हणून त्यांनी तिरुमाला हा जो ही जी पर्वत रांग आहे त्या ठिकाणी
गेले. अँड देअर ही परफॉर्म तपस्या.
आणि त्या ठिकाणी तपस्या
केली. अँड इट्स अ लॉंग स्टोरी.
अतिशय मोठी कहाणी आहे.
But anyways, where Lord Srinivas was performing tapasya, he became known as Venkateshwar. And ultimately, he attracted Lakshmi to come and be reunited with him. But then she came back to Kolhapur. So, Venkateshwar, that place, the Lord became a deity, and from that time he has been worshipped there. The wealthiest and the most famous temple in all of the world is the Tirupati temple where Venkateshwar resides. Tens and thousands, sometimes hundreds and thousands of people come there every day to get the darshan of Venkateshwar. But it is all because of Mahalakshmi's tapasya in Kolhapur. Mahalakshmi Devi ki. So Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, knowing that this is the Supreme Lord's pleasure potency, Srimati Radharani herself, he surrendered to her lotus feet in the mood of a devotee and began to perform beautiful kirtan. He began to dance very beautifully and chant the Hare Krishna Mahamantra. And everyone in Kolhapur raised their arms and began to dance and chant the Hare Krishna
Mahamantra.
And everyone became intoxicated with love of God. I'm sure many of these people were your own forefathers. And they will be very pleased with you if you also follow in their footsteps. Today we went to Mahalakshmi temple. And there was a turtle laying on the floor. A turtle vigraha. So, His Grace Shyamananda Prabhu was asking, why is that turtle on the floor? So, I would like to give you my realizations of why that turtle is on the floor. If you give me permission. It is said in the Shastra that the mother tortoise, she lays her eggs in a certain place, and wherever she goes, she's constantly meditating on those eggs. Twenty-four hours a day, not a second goes by when she is not in rapt absorption in thinking of her eggs. Whatever she's doing, her mind is always on her eggs. In the same way the scriptures say, whatever we're doing, wherever we are, 24 hours a day, we should always be meditating on Krishna. And this is the proper way of taking darshan, by being complete absorption in remembering Krishna. It says in Bhagavad Gita that just as a tortoise brings its limbs within its shell, in the same way, we a devotee should withdraw his senses from the sense objects. But this tortoise in Mahalakshmi temple, its limbs are extended very wide. Because although we should withdraw our limbs from sense enjoyment, for the service of the Lord, we should extend our limbs as far as they go. Sarvapariva niramuktam tatparatvena niyamalam rishikena rishikesha sevanam bhaktiruchyate. It is explained in Purana that the same mind and senses and limbs that are now causing us so much bondage, if they are used in the seva of Bhagavan, they purify our lives. So how to always keep our mind fixed in the loving remembrance of the Lord by keeping all of our limbs and everything engaged in the Lord's service? But there's one more very important truth to learn from that turtle on the floor. That in order to be able to use one's senses in the service of the Lord and always remember the Lord, you must be situated in a place where you always get the dust of the feet of the devotees. Trinarapi sunichena tarorapi sehishnana amanina manadena kirtaniyasata hari. We should take the most humble position to always get the dust of the feet of the sadhus. So that little turtle on the floor, actually there's two of them, they are teaching us the proper way of approaching Mahalakshmi. Kirtaniya Sadahari. And if we follow in the turtle's footsteps, we can chant the holy names of the Lord constantly. So on this very, very holy occasion of Srila Prabhupada's 100th anniversary centennial celebration, in this very, very holy place of Kolhapur, we would like to invite all of you to experience the real treasure of the essence of the Bhagavad Gita by remembering Krishna through the chanting of his holy names. And I would like to teach you exactly the way Lord Chaitanya taught your forefathers here in Kolhapur. And I beg at your feet that you kindly participate. As I am chanting with folded palms, you should welcome the holy name through your ears and into your heart with great attention and devotion. And when you respond to my chanting, you raise your arms very high like this. Everyone please.
Like this.
You see, this is very, very spiritual asana. Just like when Draupadi, in the assembly of the Kurus, was being derobed, she called out Krishna's name by raising her arms. Hey Krishna, hey Govinda.
And
by doing this, Krishna saved Draupadi. Because she chanted the holy names with her arms raised with great feeling. Sometimes we see that ladies feel very shy. Sometimes they think it is not a very chaste thing to raise your arms like this and chant Hare Krishna. But I want to tell the ladies that the person who taught us how to chant like this is Draupadi, and she was a lady. And not only that, she is considered even today one of the most faithful and chaste of all ladies that ever lived. And she chanted the holy names like this with great feeling and devotion. And we will now teach you how you can dance, as Lord Chaitanya taught all the people of Kolhapur how to dance. This is the heritage and tradition which has been forgotten. And Shamanand Prabhu, you please teach them the dancing process.
ज्यावेळी आपण हे कीर्तन करू ज्यावेळी महाराज ज्यावेळी गातील त्यावेळी आपले दोन्ही हात जोडलेले असतील आपण गाताना आपले दोन्ही हात वरती असतील आणि असं करताना पहिल्यांदा डाव्या पायासमोर उजवा पाय उजव्या पायासमोर डावा पाय अगदी साधं सोपं आहे यात दुसरं काही जास्त कठीण नाहीये सर्वजण कधी तरी तुम्हाला आपण जमून येईल अरे
There are three names in this mantra. Hare Krishna and Rama.
Hare Krishna and Rama.
We are here in this very sacred Gita Bhavan. Krishna, the name Krishna, is Krishna who spoke Bhagavad Gita. Rama is Krishna who gives us all pleasure. And Hare is the Lord's pleasure potency. Hare is the very name of Mahalakshmi. And Srimati Radharani, the origin of all the Lord's pleasure potency. So let us chant the holy names with great feeling. And very, very loudly. Let us fill the entire world with Krishna's name and experience the sweet bliss of remembrance of Krishna. Simply by chanting the holy names purely, all the knowledge of the Gita is revealed to us from within the heart. The chanting of the holy names transcends all barriers of material society. Whether you are old or young, male or female, rich or poor, from any caste, it does not matter. The name of Krishna brings our consciousness beyond all of these temporary designations. And allows us to experience our original spiritual identity, eternal, full of knowledge and full of bliss. In that sense, we can experience the spiritual oneness that we all have in relationship with God. And there can be real harmony within our own hearts, within our families, within our nation, and within the world. This is the message Srila Prabhupada gave to the world. Srila Prabhupada ki, Bhagavan Sri Krishna ki.